In general, you need a study permit to study in Canada. To get this permit, you must first get admissions from a designated learning institution, or DLI for short, and then show that you have other eligibility requirements. Some of these requirements are having enough money to pay for your tuition, living expenses, and return transportation. Most importantly, you need to prove to the deciding immigration officer that you will leave Canada when your study permit expires. Something that you need to prove by showing your different ties to your country. For example, having family, employment, and assets are factors that tie you to your country. Remember that some, but not all, programs in Canada allow you to apply for a post-graduation work permit, or PGWP, after graduation. An open work permit that allows you to work for any employer in Canada. The duration of this work permit can vary from 8 months to 3 years. But do remember that PGWP cannot be renewed. Studying in Canada on its own does not make you eligible for permanent residency. So if you have permanent ambitions about Canada, make sure that you plan ahead and well before you apply for your study permit. To get permanent residency in Canada, you can use provincial nominee programs. For example, the one we currently have in Ontario that allows master's and PhD graduates to apply for nomination. But remember that these programs are unique for each province and they can change at any time and without notice. You can also use federal programs like Express Entry, which gives you extra points for studying and working in Canada. So it's important that you choose a program that not only is eligible for PGWP, but also will have a good job market. For more and detailed information about this program, I strongly recommend you watch the fourth episode of Canadian Chapter.